903 Howard Street here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live as the Irish boys, the Knights boys, are on the floor warming up. They just watched the tail end of an upset win for the Lady Irish 40-35. Before we completely transition into this boys' broadcast, we always try to find a moment to talk a little sports with Mark Lesmeister back in the studio. What's the topic tonight, Mark?
Well, last night, Louisiana Tech's bench got ejected for a scuffle against the University of Alabama Brigham in a basketball game.
So, now, it's hard for me to hear completely sometimes with all the music playing. Are you saying their whole bench got ejected?
Yes.
Wow. So, how did that come about? What happened?
You know, I have no clue. But I'm going to try to watch the video tonight on ESPN.com and see what happened.
Huh. So their whole bench was ejected from the game. Wow, I don't know if I've ever seen that. Well, that I'm assuming the team from Alabama ended up winning the ball game.
I think so, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. Hey, who does Duke play tomorrow?
Wake Forest.
Wake Forest. Go Duke, go Zags, right?
Mainly go Duke.
Yeah, mainly go Zags. Undefeated, baby. Okay, we're going to talk boys basketball when we come back. The Lady Irish get an upset in the first half of this doubleheader, 40-35. The Irish boys had a five-game win streak snapped earlier this week with a loss Tuesday in Pasco to Tri-City Prep. Irish have a big game coming up tomorrow. Kittitas, the Coyotes, undefeated on the boys' ledger. Coming to DeSales tomorrow, so the Irish boys trying to get the momentum back after a league loss on Tuesday. They're in second place in the conference. The undefeated Coyotes coming to the gym tomorrow. A very good Sunnyside Christian boys team at 13-1. The opponent and the boys have it as doubleheader when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Fighting Irish of DeSales on KHSS 100.7 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Irish Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Let's do it. You're crazy hungry with an appetite like a lion, not a mouse.
You want mad filling pizza toppings, then you want a house.
Salami, olives, mushrooms, and a rockin' tons of pepperoni.
Plus beef, Italian sausage. The house ain't frontin', ain't no phony.
Roll to Fazari's for the house. See us, give us a shout.
It's old school good pizza. Word, peace out.
You boys, so retro.
Mama mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston and Fazari's.com.
Do it like that.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live. We're quickly at the play teams of the bench for this boys' contest. The Irish boys losing Tuesday night at Tri-City Prep, 54-48. Sunnyside Christian boys under head coach Dean Wagoner. Last year they were third in the state, according to the banner on the wall. They won a state championship in 2013, fourth in 2012, champions in 2011, 2010. You get the picture. They're in the tournament virtually every year, whether it's at the 2B or 1B level. Their only loss at Linden Christian, 70-54. Linden Christian's boys, the number two ranked team at the 1A level RPI-wise. Common opponent, the Knights beat Kai B 52-31. We beat them 48-47. Okay, so they did I didn't hear them. They did the prayer before each game. So sorry about that. They beat Mapton 63-50. We beat them 63-53. So common opponent. Each have wins over Kai B and Mapton. It'll be a challenging game. Last year at DeSales, the Irish lost to the Knights 56-53. The Knights returned four starters on their roster. And at the starting lineups for the Knights are sitting on the bench right in front of me. Coach Dean Wagoner is saying, hey, this isn't the same starting lineup for the Irish. We'll talk about that in a moment. The Knights only have four players sitting on their bench, so I'm guessing they're starting five. But for DeSales, there's been some less than intelligent decision-making going on for some of the Irish players. Nothing major, but Coach Lefko may be using this non-league game to send a message to some guys. A little bit different starting lineup. Connor Leahy, the 5'10 sophomore, will start. Max Buckley, the 5'11 senior, will get his first start of the season. Zach Leahy, 6'5 senior, will start. Matt Baumgart, the 6' junior, will start. Jake Wiley, a 6'2 sophomore, is the fifth starter. So Wiley, Buckley normally do not start. Connor Leahy started a couple times recently for the for Joel Rodriguez, who has that split just below his cheek, left eye on the cheekbone. So the starters for the night. Now that fifth guy reveals who he is by taking off the shooting shirt. Cade Bosma, 6'3 junior, will start. Two points in these teams played last year. Lane Marsh, a 5'10 junior, will start. 2 points in these teams played last year. Lucas Dykstra, 5'10 senior, sophomore, will start. 6 points in these teams played last year. Justin Faber, a 6'3 senior, will start. 12 points in these teams played last year. And their main scorer, Luke Wagoner, son of head coach Dean Wagoner, who's been here a long time as a coach, the 6'2 junior, 29 points at DeSales last year as a sophomore. Another player on their roster, Chance Marsh, who started last year at DeSales, is on the bench to start this game. Wagner out jumped Leahy for the tip, the 6'2 junior out jumping the 6'5 Leahy. You don't see that happen often. Knights will start offensively down to my right. Home white uniforms with the maroon numbers and the gold trim. Pass inside. Dykstra throws it over the hands of Faber. Knights turn it over. Irish inbound to Leahy. Lane Marsh guarding him now off to Matt Baumgart. Matt, very versatile player for the Irish boys, brings it into the front court, gets it to Connor Leahy. So John Lefko changing up the starting lineup a bit on the road in this non-league game, getting ready for the Kittitas Coyotes. A little attitude adjustment for some players that normally start. Leahy inside to Baumgart. Leaves the lane short in traffic. Won't go. Rebound Marsh for the Knights. Neither team scores on their first possession. The Knights turned it over. The Irish missed the shot. Wagner out high on the left wing. Zach Leahy will shadow. Wagner shoots a deep three out the back iron. Wow, he was way out there. Rebound Baumgart. Leahy wasn't even thinking he'd shoot it from there, and if he's going to miss him, let him shoot him. But that was a long ways away. Buckley on the tip pass gets it down low to Leahy. Backs in on Wagner, turns, shoots, scores. Irish score first. Zach Leahy over Wagner. 6:40 to go. First quarter. The Irish have not lost two in a row all season long, coming off a loss Tuesday. Wagner's pass inside off the fingertips of someone for the Knights and out of bounds. So the Knights' second turnover of the ball game already. And there's a steal on the inbound by the Knights. Lane Marsh has got it in the corner. Pass up top to Faber. Faber over to Dykstra. Dykstra down low to Bosma. Bosma up over Wiley. Won't go. Rebound Connor Leahy. Good defense by Wiley on the 6'3 junior Bosma. Irish with the ball leading 2-0. We got a whistle and a push foul out front. Connor Leahy handling the ball nicely. Lane Marsh reached in. Connor got the body in the way. Foul on Marsh. First foul of the game goes against the Knights. Zach Leahy inbound at half court. Backcourt pass goes to Baumgart. Checking Baumgart is Lane Marsh. Or check that. That's Lucas Dykstra. Buckley with it. Up top pass stolen by Lane Marsh. Intended for Connor Leahy. Marsh. Pass ahead. Knocked away by Buckley and out of bounds. So Max did a nice job there. He made the mistake on the pass. They got back and knocked it away as the Knights tried to attack the basket. Inbounding the ball for the Knights is Dykstra. Gets it in the left corner to Bosma. Bosma left wing pass now goes to Marsh. Marsh on the drive, cut off, kick out to Bosma. Dykstra's three is good from the right wing as I try to get the names, the numbers, and the faces all together for the Knights players. 3-2, Sunnyside Christian. Baumgart goes right by Dykstra in the lane. Wagner reaches in and fouls him as Baumgart was driving by. And so Wagner picks up the foul. Dean Wagner's son. Luke Dean, the coach, W-A-G-E-N-A-A-R. Dad talking to the official, not liking the call. Baumgart will inbound it. Irish down to the inbound it to Baumgart. Matt drives to the short right elbow, puts it up off the glass, and then just past the right elbow, he elevated and scored it, and the Irish are up 4-3. Wagner in the front court. Crossover dribble, gets in the lane, cut off, kicks it to Bosma. Bosma on the drive, cut off. Steps inside, shoots the ball up, won't go, gets his own rebound, puts it up strong, and he's fouled. Cade Bosma, 6'3", junior. Little hesitation move inside, then got his own rebound, and the foul is on Jake Wiley. Here's first. John Lesko calls Jake over, coaches him up a little bit. Bosma will shoot two free throws. Jake's first foul. Bosma misses a free throw. 5:11 to go, first quarter. DeSales up 4-3. Bosma's second free throw is good. We're tied at 4. Zach Leahy to inbound. Long pass to front court to Jake Wiley. He'll fire the 3. Off the iron won't go. Rebound. Knight. Lane Marsh has it. He wants to push it into front court. Got some interesting colored tennis shoes. Kind of a pinkish orange. I don't know. Wagner drives in, dumps it to Dykstra, kick out to Marsh. 3 on the way, won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Knights. Good position by Max Buckley. The Knights couldn't get to the ball. Max was in their way. They tipped it out of bounds. Long pass in the front court to Baumgart. Cut off by Wagner. Crossover dribble. Baumgart, a little 5-footer off the glass. Won't go. Rebound tipped. There's going to be a foul on Max Buckley. I like the way Matt Baumgart challenged Wagner on that play. Or was that Faber? Faber and Wagner look very similar to me. 31 and 51, similar hairdos. Max Buckley with the foul. In the front court to Dykstra. Trailer Faber gets the ball, slices down the lane, scores it. The Knights attacked up the sideline, then Faber just came up late. Excuse me, that was Bosma. And Bosma's got 3 points, 6-4 Knights. There's a steal by Wagner. He came up behind and knocked it away from Baumgart. Wagner. Crossover dribble gets in the lane. Jump stop kick out to Dykstra. 3 on the way. Off the arm won't go. Rebound Matt Baumgart. Dribbles out of traffic. Irish down 6-4 at the ball. Baumgart gets it to Zach Leahy. Up court to Jake Wiley. Wiley lob inside to Leahy. Slapped away. Stolen by Dykstra. Dykstra behind the back to the right elbow. Can't find room to shoot. Gets it up top to Bosma. Bosma drives down the right side. Leans into one shot. Won't go. Rebound tipped away from Leahy by Marsh. Marsh drives baseline. Cut off kick out to Wagner. Wagner for 3 off the iron over the back of the backboard. The sales up behind 6-4, playing with the Knights early. The 13-1 Knights, the 13-12-3 DeSales Irish. Nice matchup in non-league play. Now John Lefko will send his players, who he was giving a little bit of a message to the scorers, able to check in. Now Baumgart slips and falls at the elbow. So three players that normally start, Fisher Miedema, Juan Montero, and Joel Rodriguez, will check in. And I'm guessing these three juniors will respond very nicely to Coach Lefko's message. Montero will check. Chase Marsh, Chance Marsh, 6 foot junior, who's checked in as well. Marsh started last year against the Irish. Drive to the basket and a left-handed lay-in by Wagoner. Wagoner's missed a couple outside shots, so he took it inside. 8-4, Sunnyside Christian. Juan Montero high between the circles. Right wing pass goes to Baumgart. So this is the normal starting five on the floor for the Irish. Baumgart's pass inside, tipped away by Chance Marsh. Irish turn it over. Chase Bosma. Cade Bosma gets it to Marsh. To Dykstra. Hand off to Wagner between the circles. Leahy defending him. Wagner takes him down the lane. Kick out to Blaine Marsh. Marsh cut off on the baseline. Gets it down low to Bosma. Bosma double team. Can't find room to shoot. Kick out to Chance Marsh. Marsh on the drive. Shot won't go. Rebound Matt Baumgart. Matt Baumgart's done a nice job on the boards early. Long pass up court to Fisher Miedema behind the defense. He lays it in. Fisher Miedema. Rest legs off the bench, running the floor. Irish down 8-6. Chance Marsh drives in, puts the shot up off the glass, and in. Spin to the lane on the left side, up with the one hand on the right. The Knights have points from four different players. They lead it 10-6. Baumgart, a quick three the other way. He's got it. Matt Baumgart hits the three, and the Irish within one. The Sales competing hard on the road here at Sunnyside, just like the Lady Irish did. It's 10-9. And Montero slaps the ball out of bounds on the inbound attempt. Substitution for the Knights. The third player with the last name of Marsh checks into the game. Kyler Marsh, a 5'10 sophomore. And now we've got another substitute wanted to come in, but they said, no, we've already handed the ball. So Chance Marsh and Kyler Marsh off the bench are in there. Cade Marsh, Lane Marsh, who started the game, is out. Chance Marsh drives. They got a whistle foul on the drive. The 6 foot junior got into the lane. The foul, I think, is on Juan Montero. That's his first, third on the Irish. 2:07 to go, first quarter. Irish down 10-9. A very competitive first quarter here in Sunnyside. Down low to Dykstra. Kick to Bosma. 16 footer left wing. Won't go. Rebound. Baumgart. Matt Baumgart doing a great job on the board. He quickly wants to push it the other way. A running one-hander. He scores it. Matt Baumgart just took it down the right side, picked up his dribble about 10 feet away, elevated with one hand, and just kind of shot, put it off the glass and in. And they've got it. That was an athletic play by Matt Baumgart. The rebound, coast to coast. The six-foot junior's got 7 for the Irish. And as I described, Matt's exploit, Wagner is fouled, going to the basket the other way, and we'll go to the free throw line with 1:47 to go in the first quarter. Wagner has 2 points. He had 29 the last time these teams played. Left-handed free throw is good. The foul was on Zach Leahy, his first. The Sales has committed 4 fouls, fortunately, on 4 different players. Knights have committed 2. So Wagner has 3 points. Second left-handed free throw is also good. He's got 4. The Knights are 3 of 4 from the free throw line. The Sales has not met to the line yet. 1:47, the clock is not running. They need to start the clock. Still not running the clock. Trying to yell. The guy's sitting about 3 rows down for you. There, now they've got it started. Juan Montero, the shot clock just now started. Nobody's noticing it, I guess, but the radio went out there. Fisher Miedema misses inside. Rebound by Marsh. Stolen away from him by Leahy, who gets it to Montero. Juan Montero's bucket is good. Zach Leahy with the steal after Chance Marsh tried to take off the other way on the rebound. Irish lead it 13-12. Dykstra in the corner to Chase Marsh, to Dykstra, to Faber, who puts it in. Faber becomes the 5th Knight to score here in the first quarter. 14-13 Knights, 1:09 to go, first quarter. Pass on the right wing to Connor Leahy, drives to the right elbow, hits Miedema, hits a hard pass down to Leahy. Leahy controls it and he's fouled. Fisher Miedema threw that pass hard. Zach knocked it down like a catcher in baseball, and then he got it back, went up strong, and got fouled. So 1:01 to go in the first quarter. Zach Leahy will be at the line to shoot 2. Foul on Kyler Marsh, 5'10 sophomore. Zach misses the first free throw. So Matt Baumgart, 7 first half points, ran things from the point guard. He's got to get a break now as Connor Leahy has checked in for him. Several rebounds, including going coast to coast on one of them. And Matt's quickly back in for Zach Leahy. Zach hits the second free throw. We're tied at 14, 101 to go. Like the competitive effort by our girls in the first game with that upset win, and the boys responding nicely to that loss on Tuesday, competing hard on the road against the 13-1 Knights boys. We're tied at 14 inside a minute to go, first quarter. On the drive, cutoff is Kyler Marsh. Swinging around Wagner, deep three left wing. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Baumgart again. Matt controlling the boards, pass left wing to Montero. Lob up high for Fisher Miedema. He goes up strong, he's fouled. Bit of an awkward shot that Wagner forced to foul him, and that's two on Wagner. The Knights are frustrated. It's, as a coach, you start to learn to read body language, and I saw it in the girls' game as well. They are not used to teams coming onto their home floor and getting after them like the Irish girls and boys are. Fisher's first free throw, too strong, off the back of the backboard and off the rim. But Wagner has picked up two. Or check that. They called that foul on Marsh. Interesting. Kyler Marsh has two. But Wagner has come out of the ballgame. So Fisher misses the first free throw. We're tied at 14 with 32.8 seconds to go in the quarter. Fisher misses them both. Rebound by Kate Bosma. They head to Lane Marsh. They trap him right at half court, trying to dribble out of it. He will. Gets it across front court to Bosma. In the corner to Lane Marsh. Three on the way off the iron, won't go. High rebound tip, Dykstra and Rodriguez battle for it. It's out of bounds, off the sail. 18 seconds to go, first quarter. We're tied at 14. Both Coach John Lefko of the Irish and Dean Wagner are Sunnyside. You got to love the competition. Playoff tight feeling in this non-league game as both teams head down the stretch in league play. Pass inside to Dykstra. Dykstra stripped and stolen by Joe Rodriguez. Then on the floor, trying to get it back in favor. Ball loose, ball goes to Baumgart. Baumgart, long pass to Fisher Miedema. He's got it underneath. Puts a tough shot up at the shot clock, first quarter buzzer. Good time awareness by Baumgart. Good first quarter. We're tied at 14 after 8 minutes on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
House training a new puppy can be easy and effective if you dedicate the necessary time, patience, supervision, and encouragement. Teach your puppy the proper locations by accompanying him every time he goes outdoors. The pup will soon recognize odors from previous excursions and always reinforce positive behavior with plenty of praise. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Everything but free throw shooting, very even. We're 14-14 on the scoreboard. Each team with four fouls. Each team has been to the free throw line four times, but the Knights have hit 3 of 4. The Irish just 1 of 4. Matt Baumgart leads all scores with 7 points. He's got the ball now on the left wing. Down low to Fisher Miedema. Out to Baumgart. Three on the way, left corner. Air ball goes to Chance Marsh. Marsh all the way up the left sideline. No, check that. He's passed it off to Lane Marsh. The Marsh boys trying to keep them squared away. Now chase to Dykstra. Dykstra, top of the key. We've got Rodriguez, Montero, Zach Leahy, Miedema, and Matt Baumgart. The normal starting five, not the starting five tonight, but they're on the floor now. Shot missed by the Knights, controlled on the board by Leahy. He wants to run, gets it to Baumgart. He'll fire a quick three. It's off the mark. Won't go. Leahy with the rebound and the putback. Zach Leahy at 6'5", timed his leap beautifully off the miss by Baumgart. Zach got by. The Irish lead 16-14. Got a reach-in foul on the Irish as the Knights bring it across the timeline. I think that was on I thought they said 53. That can't be right. Number five, Matt Baumgart. That's Matt's first foul. The Sales has five fouls on five different players. They get it out front to Marsh. He has to go off his leg into backcourt, and that's an over and back violation. The high pass to Marsh, Rodriguez challenged him, but never touched the ball. It came, went off of Marsh's leg into backcourt. The Irish get the turnover, and they have the lead. So the Sales up by two with the ball. Rodriguez double teamed out the top. Hit the high post to Fisher Miedema. Gets it down to Leahy. Leahy fouled on the entry pass. They say not a shooting foul. That high-low game has been so good for DeSales all season long. Miedema and Leahy mostly. The foul was on Bosma, his first. Inbound to Matt Baumgart up top to Rodriguez. Back to Baumgart on the right wing. Gets a screen from Zach Leahy. Can't use it. Can't get the pathway. Now Miedema comes to the ball at the top of the key. Left wing pass to Rodriguez. Lob up top between the circles to Leahy. 20 on the shot. Leahy lob down to Fisher Miedema. Can't handle the pass. Went through his hands, off his chest, and out of bounds. 16-14. Irish with the lead. The Knights with the basketball. The Sales turn up the defense. The Knights have not scored here in the second quarter. Bosma drives in, and he lays it in. Changes that. As he drives in from the left side, he's got 5 points. That's a 6'3 junior. Montero stripped near half court by Marsh. Montero gets it back, gets it to Baumgart. The Knights really putting the pressure on out by the three-point line. There's a hard pass right at Leahy. He's got it in trouble, gets it out to Montero. He hits a three from the left wing. Rodriguez threw that ball to Zach Leahy from about 2 feet away, super hard. Zach caught it. Found Montero for the three. The Irish are up 19-16. Bosma on the right elbow drives to the basket. Can't the shot, but he's fouled. So Cade Bosma, the 6'3 junior, doing most of the work offensively for the Knights right now. Getting set to check in is Luke Wagoner. They're normally their top scorer. He had 29 when these teams played last year. Bosma had just two last year. He hits the first free throw. He's got 6 points now. 19-17 to Sales with the lead. Jake Wiley checks in for Fisher Miedema. Connor Leahy back in for Joel Rodriguez. Faber comes out for the Knights as Wagner checks back in. 19-17 Irish, 5:39 to go in the half. Bosma hits both free throws, having a solid effort. Got 7 points. He's 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Knights showing pressure. Three-quarter court. They throw it over the top to Baumgart. Drops the ball. He had a chance to throw in. And we got a whistle and an offensive foul on Jake Wiley. So everything went wrong there for the Irish. Well, not everything. They broke the pressure over the top. Matt, it's like a football player, a receiver, running before he's caught the ball. Matt went for the shot before he had controlled it, lost it down his leg. In the meantime, Jake Wiley got called for a moving screen. Jake's second foul, 7 on the Irish. So the Knights will shoot free throws the rest of the half on all defensive fouls for the Sales. Straightaway jump shot by Boswell. Won't go. Zach Leahy can't control the rebound, but Montero does. Juan, the speedy 5'8 junior, gets it back to Leahy at half court. Back to Montero. He splits the defense, gets in the lane, puts it up too strong, won't go. Rebound, Wagoner. Juan's speed, but he couldn't finish. Long pass up court to Dykstra, and then he's going out of bounds, but knocks it off of Baumgart. Nice hustle by Lucas Dykstra, a 5'10 sophomore. 19-18 to Sales with the lead. 5:05 to go in the half. Knights inbound it. With it is Cade Marsh. Swing it over to Wagner. Wagner, head fake, gets it in the corner of Dykstra on the pass. Dykstra dribbles up to the right wing, cut off on the dribble. Now gets it to Bosma. Up top it goes to Lane Marsh. To Wagner, down the baseline to Dykstra. Lets the defense get in the air, lays it in. Nice assist by Luke Wagner, who understandably draws the attention of the Irish defense. And then Dykstra, just 5'10", let the defense jump up in the air. And then now Juan Montero throws it away. He threw it to somebody, but it was the official standing out of bounds on the sideline in the opposite end of the court. And John Lesko says, let's get a timeout. 20-19, the Knights have taken the lead. The Irish have turned it over. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Hey, you guys, answer me this. How does an Italian deli like Cugini's, great as it is, get named best of the best Italian food when road construction meant you practically had to take a day of vacation just to get there? I'll tell you how. Cugini's pure delicioso, great food. Well, road construction's done. Getting to Cugini's and back is easy. Deciding what to eat, whoa, that's another matter altogether. Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buona Pazzo.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Very competitive high school basketball team with two teams with good records. The Irish boys of the 2B Eastern Washington Athletic Conference at 12-3. Sunnyside Christian of the 1B Greater Columbia Gorge League at 13-1. And a timeout by the Irish after an unforced turnover. The Knights miss a shot, but Wagner with the rebound. Kicks it out to Faber. John Lusko, hands, arms across the chest, watching his defense work. Wagner cut off on the drive, gets it to Chance Marsh on the baseline. He scores it from 14. 22-19, Knights open up a three-point lead. Been close all the way between these two clubs here in the first half. Wiley, pass inside for Baumgart, slapped away by Wagner, controlled by Bosma. Another turnover on the Irish as the Knights have turned up the heat defensively. Wagner out front, loses the dribble, gets it back, hands it off, tipped by Baumgart from the floor. Baumgart to Leahy, back to Baumgart. Nice play by Baumgart. When I get a moment, I'll let you know how that all played out. Rodriguez on the right wing, puts up a 17-footer, it's an air ball. Wiley, or Leahy, tries to save from going out of bounds. So a moment ago, Wagner, on the low dribble, started to lose the dribble. Baumgart temporarily slapped it away. Matt was laying on the floor. Wagner got it back. And then from the floor, Matt was able to reach up and tip it away. Nice sequence, but DeSales got nothing out of it at the offensive end. Now the Knights on offense to my left. Working. Dropped my pen. Had to crawl down the bleachers and pick it up. They get inside to Bosma, who puts it in. Bosma has 9 points. He's been the player the Irish haven't been able to handle, the 6'3 junior. They've controlled Wagner very well, just 4 points. Wagner last year with 29, but Bosma's got 9 in the first half. 5-point lead, biggest lead by either team. High post to Leahy. Leahy drives in, goes up on Bosma and scores it. Got to attack after they score. Zach Leahy's got 7 for the Irish. 24-21, Sunnyside Christian with the lead. Down low to Bosma. Backing in on Miedema. Kick out to Lane Marsh. Down low on the baseline, it goes to Faber. To Lane Marsh, long cross-court pass to Chance Marsh. Over his head, he can't save it as he goes 3 rows into the bleachers. So the Knights, a similar turnover to what Juan Montero did earlier when he just airmailed it out of bounds. And Juan Montero will check in for Joel Rodriguez. Irish down 24-21 with the ball, 2:21 to go in the first half. Pass down the short corner on the right to Fisher Miedema. Then he throws it out of bounds right to Coach Lesko in backcourt. Both teams making some turnovers, uncontested. Fisher down on the short corner, down to my left, just threw it all the way over the top of everybody in the backcourt right to John Lesko standing at the bench. Wagner at the right elbow, drives baseline, goes up over Leahy and puts it in. Luke Wagner found some room down the right side of the key, 26-21, Knights with the lead. There's that 2-2-1 three-quarter court trap the Knights have set up. Zach Leahy surveying the treffer, pressure breaks it, gets it to Montero in the right corner. He's cut off now. Up top to Leahy, that's Connor Leahy. Now to Baumgart on the left wing, in the mid-post area to Zach Leahy. Zach trying to get a player in the air, can't do it. He's stripped. He's fouled by Justin Faber. That will be Faber's first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on the night. 1:38 to go of the first half. Irish will inbound into their own basket with a fresh shot clock. Get into Miedema, wide open. He lays it in. The sales does a good job with Zach Leahy and Fisher Miedema setting screens for each other on that interior inbound play. 26-23, Knights with the ball in the lead. Wagner on the drive, kick out to Dykstra. Three on the way, won't go. Baumgart with the backside board. Knapp, the 6-foot junior, has a lot of first-half rebounds. Leahy into front court, foul from behind as Dykstra tried to come up from behind him and strip him. And that's 7 fouls on the Knights. So with 1:15 to go in the half, the Irish down 26-23. Zach Leahy, who has 7 first-half points, will shoot the front end of a 1-1. LaSalle just 1 of 4 at the free-throw line. Zach hits the front end. 8 points for Zach Leahy. Now leads the Irish in scoring. Cade Bosma leads the Knights with 9 points. Fisher Miedema gets a break. Max Buckley checks in. 26-24. The sales down 2. The Irish coming off a loss in league play Tuesday, trying to build some momentum with Kittitas. The undefeated Coyotes coming to the Irish gym tomorrow. Boss Leahy misses the second free throw. Dykstra clears the boards. Now Wagner with a lob inside. We've got a whistle and a foul as Max Buckley trying to deny the entry pass. Fouled Bosma. That's Buckley's second, and that will send Cade Bosma to the free throw line for the third time here in the first half. 1-1 opportunity with 1:06 to go in the first half. The Knights up 26-24. Bosma hits the free throw. The Knights are now 6 of 7 from the line unofficially. Bosma is 4 of 5 personally, and he has 10 points now. 6'3 junior, second free throw is off the mark. Zach Leahy with the rebound. Gets it to Juan Montero. Montero in the front court. Pass left wing to Buffer. Down low to Leahy. Leahy backs in on Bosma. Can't the shot. Bosma loses the rebound out of bounds. Zach attacking Bosma, the 6'3 junior. I think got away with a foul there. Fisher Miedema is going to check in for Buckley as the Irish will inbound under their own basket. They're able to free up Miedema for a wide open lane. And this time they go outside to Montero for 3. Home goes Zach Leahy with the rebound. Kick to Montero. Irish will reset. Nice offensive board by Zach Leahy. Swing it to Connor Leahy. 3 on the way, right wing off the iron. One goes Zach Leahy. Another offensive rebound. Gets it to Miedema. Falls loose on the floor as he's stripped. Still loose. Connor Leahy picks it up. Cross court pass to Montero. Left wing 3 off the iron. Air ball. That's it off the iron. It didn't even hit the rim. But the rebound was tipped by Miedema to Leahy. He is fouled on the putback. The Sales attacking the basket at the offensive end, both with the shot and on the board. And the foul is on Bosma, his second. And Zach Leahy will be at the free throw line to shoot 2. Zach with 8 points. Irish down 27-24. They want a towel to wipe up some perspiration in the lane. Matt Baumgart will take it and help the officials out with 30.9 seconds to go in the half. Zach Leahy a chance to get the Irish within 1. Coach Duncan looking over his stat sheet. I'll see if he'll do me a favor and grab the girl's score sheet that I dropped down there. Zach hits the first free throw. Irish still within 2 now. Connor Leahy checks out, and Joel Rodriguez comes in the ballgame. Zach's second free throw is also good. Zach having a nice quarter. He's got 10 for the game, 7 in this quarter. It's a 1-point game with 26 seconds to go in the half. Wagner's going to probably take the last shot. Sizes up Leahy. Leahy cuts him off on the baseline. Kicks out to Lane Marsh. Lane Marsh now backs it up near half court. And Leahy with the steal. No rim! He rams it home with 2 hands. They were trying to set Wagner up for the final shot of the half. Zach overplayed the pass and rams it home with 2 hands. And the Irish hustle to the locker room with a 28-27 lead as the Sunnyside Christian Knights head coach Dean Wagner is yelling at the officials. I don't know what he's yelling about. Zach Leahy picked his son clean, goes the other way, and slams it home. So the Knights a chance to score the last basket of the first half and take a 3-point lead. Instead, Zach Leahy with the defense cuts off Wagner on the drive. He had to pass it off. And then when they tried to get it back to Wagner, Zach with the steal and the two-handed flush to quiet the crowd and get the Irish fans and radio announcer excited. The Irish boys lead it at the half, 28-27 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Ever since the Roe v. Wade decision in 1973, abortion has been a scourge on our land. Giving voice to the silent, let us pray together, Psalm 139.
O Lord, you have examined my heart and you know everything about me. You know when I sit and when I stand. When far away, you know my every thought. You chart the path ahead of me and tell me when to stop and rest. Every moment you know where I am. You know what I'm going to say before I even say it. You both precede and follow me. You put your hand of blessing on my head. This is too glorious and too wonderful to even believe. I can never get lost from your spirit. I can never get away from my God. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the place of the dead, you are there. If I ride the morning winds to the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me. Your strength will support me. If I try to hide in the darkness, the night becomes light all around me, for even darkness cannot hide from God. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and night are both alike to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit them together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. It's amazing to think about. Your workmanship is marvelous, and how well I know it. You were there while I was being formed in utter seclusion. You saw me before I was born and scheduled each day of my life, before I even began to breathe. Every day was recorded in your book. How precious it is, Lord, to realize that you are thinking about me constantly. I can't count how many times a day your thoughts turn towards me. And when I awake in the morning, you are still thinking of me. Oh, surely you will slay the wicked, Lord, away, bloodthirsty men. Be gone. They blaspheme your name and stand in arrogance against you. How silly can they be? O Lord, shouldn't I hate those who hate you? Shouldn't I be grieved with them? Yes, I will hate them, for your enemies are my enemies too. Search me, O God, know my heart, test my thoughts, point out anything that you find in me that makes you sad, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Amen.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
That young lady who just recited that psalm was present many years ago, and I think she was 3 or 4 years old. I was at the Walk for Life that year, and it was an awesome thing to listen to and witness the Walk for Life this Sunday at 1:30 p.m. at the Amazing Grace Nazarene Church, a non-denominational show of support for the unborn children in our world who haven't been able to live a life due to the Roe versus Wade decision. Hope you can join us for the Walk for Life Sunday starting at 1:30 at Amazing Grace Nazarene Church. Then we walk down to St. Patrick's Church. It's one of the kickoff events for Catholic Schools Week, which is coming up this starting Sunday. The first event, an 8:30 Mass, mother-son Mass, and brunch at Assumption Church. Boys in grades 6 through 12 at Assumption and DeSales are encouraged to bring their mothers, their grandmothers, their aunts to the basket, mass at 8:30, followed by a breakfast. And then there's a baby clothes and food drive going on all week at Assumption during Catholic Schools Week. Other events, a talent show at DeSales Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., All School Mass Wednesday at 8:30 a.m., a holy hour of adoration for the prayer for the Catholic schools on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. at St. Francis. Friday is considered Alumni Day. Alumni are invited to DeSales. The 7th and 8th graders will also have a step-up day at DeSales on that day. And then the final event of Catholic Schools Week on February 5th, a week from Sunday, an all-school system and alumni mass at St. Patrick's Church at 10 a.m. A lot of events. You can call the Walla Walla Catholic School, DeSales at 525-3030 or Assumption at 525-9283, or get on the website for the Walla Walla Catholic School and participate in Catholic Schools Week. A very exciting, competitive night of basketball here at Sunnyside Christian. The Irish girls pulled the upset in the first half of the broadcast, 40-35, and the Irish boys coming in with a 12-3 record, the Knights of Sunnyside at 13-1. Each team scores 14 points in the first quarter, and a DeSales steal and dunk by Zach Leahy helped the Irish outscore the Knights 14-13 in the second quarter and take a 28-27 lead into the half. So very competitive basketball, the best I've seen a girls-boys team combo compete on this court. We've played them for many years. They're a very, very much a basketball-centered school, and they can't be liking what's happening to them right now. The Irish girls with the upset win, the Irish boys ahead at the half, 28-27. When we come back, we'll be visiting with Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan on 100.7 FM KHSS.
We've been bringing men to one knee since 1906. You see, we've been part of that moment when a man takes a little box from his pocket, and he looks across at the woman he has a question for, and he's excited that he thinks he knows her answer. And then he gets down on one knee, and just a few words tumble out. I'm Skip at Falkenberg's Jewelers. Is it your moment to get down on one knee? Come see us. We have the diamond that will go in that little box that you will pull from your pocket. Falkenberg's Jewelers on Main Street, right in the heart of downtown Walla Walla.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
What do Elgin Appliance and Maytag dishwashers have in common?
Maytag offers dependable cleaning built into every dishwasher with their Jet Clean Plus wash system.
While Elgin Appliance customers have come to depend on their knowledge, selection, and prices,
Maytag offers the four-step clean system, starting with spray jets with the power of 25 gallons per minute and the maintenance-free filter, along with the four-blade chopper, and finally, high-heat steam to sanitize.
So when purchasing your next dishwasher, depend on Maytag and Elgin Appliance and Milton Free Water.
Here's a little secret for all you husbands out there. Your wife can use a little extra help around the house. Ever thought of hiring a maid for her? Handmade Cleaning can make this dream a reality for you, providing the luxurious value of exceptional cleaning and restoration services at affordable prices. Kevin and Grace Reynolds founded Handmade Cleaning to specialize in the interior beautification of area homes and to provide quality career opportunities to dedicated people of good character. Call Handmade Cleaning, 240-7999. That's 240-7995.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live as Coach Dean Wagoner had his team out of the bench, out of the locker room really quick, and so is Coach Lesko. And with me real quickly, Tim Duncan, nice win.
Oh, absolutely. This is, I told our girls after the game, this is as big of a non-league win that we've had in probably 10 years.
You know,
we've had bigger league wins, but yeah, I would take
that. I was watching you guys down the bench, and I said, you know, I've watched nearly every game Coach Duncan has coached, and I'd be hard-pressed to find a time other than postseason where he's been more pleased at the end at the final
button. Absolutely. You're
that,
absolutely
that would
right.
Take, I mean, they had everything going for them, the record, and you shared with me at the break that Emily Banks, their star player, has been hurt for quite a while.
Right.
So they had built that 12-2 record mostly without her.
Absolutely.
And we just got on them with our pressure right away, and they just could not handle it.
Our pressure was tremendous. I mean, it was just absolutely tremendous. What our guards do to are the opponent's guards, it's almost unfair.
Well, that's okay. We get the win.
Yeah.
You know, they're already in live action second half. But, you know, it is a non-league game, but you got to find, we just got to find a way to get a couple wins and get up, sneak up into fourth place.
Right.
And
absolutely.
It's got to be a great confidence builder.
Absolutely. That's exactly what this should be for us right here.
Player of the game.
you know, to be honest with you, and you know, I don't know what she scored on offense. She actually had 6 or 8, but I got to give it to Allie. Allie did a good job.
8.6 rebounds going against the board.
Right.
6-1. She made Drew 4 fouls on her.
Right.
And she was, Allie was 4 of 6 from the line, where the rest of your team really had a hard time.
Yeah.
So Allie Hader, Dairy Queen player of the game. Coach?
So I just, thanks, Mike. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's right. Okay, we're a live action. Neither team has scored on the first couple of possessions in this boys' game. Irish up 28-27. Zach Leahy leads all scores with 12 points, 9 in that second quarter, including a steal and a slam dunk right at the end of the first half. The Knights frustrated. Their coach, instead of yelling at his, I don't know, instead of getting after his players, somehow was upset with the officials. And let's see how the Knights come out. And there's an air ball by Wagner, the player. And the Irish, just like the girls game we talked about, the Irish boys are in the dome, in the head of the Knights boys right now. The lob pass, or the air ball, went off of an Irish player, and there's an inbound tipped away and a shot clock violation. Good defense by the Irish to start the second half. Leading scorer for the Knights, Cade Bosma, the 6'3 junior, has 10. Luke Wagoner, who had 29 against the Irish last year, held to just 6 points. Only 2 in the second quarter, and the defense by Zach Leahy on him has been excellent. Baumgart deep on the left wing. Matt got the Irish off to a good start, all 7 of his points in the first quarter. Inside to Miedema. They get to Baumgart. His shot blocked by Wagner, controlled by Wagner. 6'2 junior is a player. He comes to the top of the key. He's really pressing. He's still on the dribble. Goes all the way in and loses out of bounds. Wagner really going hard with the ball behind the back, between the legs, crossover. Juan Montero trying to stick with him. In fact, that's who's guarding him now. Zach Leahy is now on Bosma with the 10 points. So Montero gets the job on Wagner now here in the third quarter. The Irish changing up the defense. John Lusko doing a nice job giving him a new look in the third quarter. Dykstrom, the drive in the lane, shot by Wagner, won't go, but he's fouled by Montero. That's going to be a tough matchup for Juan. He's just 5'8". Luke Wagner, 6'2", so we'll see how long the Irish defense sticks with this strategy. Wagner will shoot 2 free throws. He's got 6 points. I say leave Zach on Wagner. Don't let him get going. And make the rest of the Knights beat you. Wagner hits the free throw. He's got 7. The Knights were a very good 6 of 8 from the free throw line the first half. The Irish were 4 of 8. Montero and Buckley and Wiley each with 2 fouls for the Irish. Wagner's second free throw in and out, stays out, rebound Miedema. Irish down 30, that's not right. They've got the score backwards. No, they don't. 30-28 Knights. I missed the basket somewhere. Baumgart with a shot from the corner. It's a 2. It's 30-30. I missed the field goal for the Knights as I was talking to Coach Duncan. I'll have to figure that out. Faber with the shot from the left elbow. He's got it. Knights up 32-30. Between the circles and backcourt to Leahy. Into frontcourt to Baumgart. Scoop to the hoop. Up and under. He scores it against Faber. And a foul on Faber. Nice pass from Zach Leahy. 3-quarter court to a streaking Baumgart down the left wing. Matt put the ball up. Brought it down. Went back up. Bosma fouled him. That's his third. So 3 fouls on Bosma. That's the best way to defend their leading scorer. Put him on the bench. Matt Baumgart. Free throw is no good. Rebound by the Knights. Wagner. Up court to Chance Marsh. Irish and the Knights tied at 32. Marsh trapped on the end line. Got a whistle and a foul as Lane Marsh, they had him trapped under the basket, nowhere to go, and let him out of jail by fouling him. The official called the foul. It was way out on the right wing. The official under the basket, who was closest, didn't make the call. The foul's on Baumgart, his second. The Irish committed 7 first-half fouls. The Knights committed 8. Each team shot 8 first-half free throws. Chance Marsh over to Dykstra. Dykstra with 5 first-half points. Wagner on the drive, cut off, finds a wide-open player. He blocks the shot right at the rim. Justin Faber thought he had a wide-open lane. Leahy came from the backside, right at the rim, blocked it away. I think the Knights bench said that might have been a goaltending. Fisher meet him inside, wide open, misses a shot, gets his own rebound, misses again. Leahy with it. Now Rodriguez. Fisher meet him, a miss, a uncontested shot, but they kick it out to Baumgart, who line drives a three home. Boy, the Irish missed the easy one inside, and Baumgart hits the triple. He's got 12 points. Irish up 35-32. Leahy knocks the ball away. I love the intensity the Irish are playing with, especially Zach Leahy and Matt Baumgart. 35-32 to Sales with a three-point lead. The Knights had come back from a one-point deficit to take a two-point lead, but the Irish have scored five in a row. Now Leahy knocks it away from Wagner, so Leahy's back on Wagner now. Of course, Bosma's out of the ball game. Up top to Chance Marsh. Marsh on the drive, the foul line cutoff. Kick right corner to Dykstra. Baumgart right on him. Dykstra picks up his dribble deep on the right wing. Now gets it to Lane Marsh. Shot clock at eight. On the baseline to Faber. Seven on the shot clock. Dykstra in the corner to Marsh. Marsh for three. In and out. Stays out. Rebound. Jake Wiley chases it down. Gets it to Zach Leahy. Leahy in the front court to Baumgart. He'll fire a quick three again off the mark. I don't think John Lesko liked that shot at all. Matt Baumgart just caught it and ripped it up there. And that is not good shot selection. Wagner, a deep three, won't go. Rebound, Zach Leahy. Zach Leahy, long pass up court to Connerly. Cut off defensively, kick out to Jake Wiley. Now right wing pass goes to Rodriguez. Nobody open inside, up top to Connerly. Over to Baumgart. Three on the way out of the offense. That's good. Matt Baumgart, eight in the quarter, 15 for the game. His second three, and John Lesko likes that shot. Timeout to Sunnyside. The Sales has opened up a six-point lead with 3:14 to go in the third. They lead it 38-32 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When you're running a business, you need a partner you can count on. At Total Office Concepts, we provide not only workspace design, furniture, and network IT support, we are also experts in phone systems, security systems, and PC repair. From reducing printing costs to wireless connectivity, Total Office Concepts is your one-stop shop for today's technology. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
This is KHSS. Walla Walla.
John Lesko giving Matt Baumgart a little break after that timeout. John Lesko was like not too happy with that three in transition that he took quick, but very happy with the last three he drilled home. Baumgart has all eight of the third quarter points for the Irish. Bosma's back in the ballgame, misses a shot in traffic in the lane. Rebound tipped out of bounds. We got a whistle and a foul on the rebound. It's on to Sales. And the foul's on Zach Leahy. That's two on Zach. Zach has 12 points. So Baumgart, seven in the first quarter and eight here in the third quarter, leads the Irish with 15. Irish up 38-32. Dykstra drives right to left in the lane. Hits Connor Leahy on his hip. Puts it up. Shot won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Buckley. Buckley's outlet stolen by Chase Marsh. Marsh lays it in. Ball security issue there for the Irish. Connor Leahy pushes the other way. Irish up 38-34. Connor Leahy finds Jake Wiley inside, who puts it in. Connor Leahy drew the defense, and Jake Wiley powered it up and in for his first basket. The Irish up 38-34. Into the lane to Bosma. Bosma hits it. Leahy will inbound against pressure to Rodriguez. They are messing up the score here. 8-10. The Irish have 38. 2-4-6-7-9. It should be 38-38 as they're trying to get things squared away at the scores table. And as I look at my score sheet, look at the score table, and watch the people at press row figure it out, they're not changing the score, though. They've got the pencils working and people are scratching their heads. 1:56 to go in the half, third quarter. The scoreboard says the Irish are up 40-36. My sheet says it's 38-38. We'll see what they come up with. 1:51 to go in the third. Baumgart gets a screen from Miedema. Drives to the basket, loses it, gets it back, powers it up, shot block. He's fouled by Bosma. And if that's on Bosma, that's four. Matt Baumgart forcing the issue nicely. The foul on Bosma, his fourth. He's got 12 points, but he's going to sit down with four fouls. Matt Baumgart, who has eight in the quarter, 15 for the game, will shoot two free throws. That's first one off the mark. They are not changing the score. But DeSales does not have 40 points. I know that. They only have 38. They're still trying to figure things out. And Matt hits the second free throw. 9 in the quarter for Matt. A timeout, Sunnyside Christian. Well, the scoreboard says 41-36. My sheet says 39-38. Either way, DeSales has the lead. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Welcome to Gigabit Country. Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 100 times faster than broadband to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, let's see. I looked at my score sheet again. 36 for Sunnyside is correct. The sales, I only have them for 39, but the scoreboard says 41. Into the game is Kyler Marsh, 5'10 sophomore, the first time. He gets it to Faber. Faber's fadeaway is an air ball. But Kyler Marsh gets the rebound and gives it back to Faber. He powers up inside. Sean won't go. Beat him with the rebound. Then Faber falls over the top of him. And Fisher loses the ball out of bounds. No foul called. Faber, 6'3 senior, I thought was a little out of control during that sequence. No call. Should have been a foul on Faber somewhere in that process. Instead, the Irish or the Knights are going to get the ball out of bounds. Well, the scoreboard says 41-36 to sale. 2-4-6-7. 36 is right for the Knights, but the sales 28-11 is 39. we'll take it though. And there's a travel call on Wagner out front. Luke Wagner, their superstar, who had 29 in the first 29 when these teams played last year, has 7 points. He just turned it over with an uncontested travel call. It's a pass and bounce for Leahy, stolen away by Dykstra. He puts it up. He scores. Maybe I didn't miss the basket earlier. I don't know. So the foul on the Irish is on Montero. That's 3-on-1. Buckley's going to check out, and Zach Leahy's back in. Dykes for a chance to complete the three-point play. The 5'10 sophomore has 7 points. Make it 8. 41-39. DeSales with a two-point lead. Zach Leahy at half-court. Strip ball's loose. Faber's got it. Throws in the backcourt. Meet him. Chases it down. Gets it to Montero. Fisher didn't actually have to chase. It went right to him. Montero lobs it to Miedema, and he scores it. Fisher Miedema knows where to go. He caught the loose ball in backcourt, gave it back to Juan, and then sprinted to the block, beat the defense back. Juan found him. Fisher scores it. He's got 6. He's fouled by Justin Faber, his second, and the Irish up 43-39 inside a minute to go, third quarter. Fisher's free throw's off the mark. Rebound Dykstra. Dykstra. Ahead to Chance Marsh. Ahead to Kyler Marsh. Marsh runs over Baumgart and draws the offensive foul. That's 3 fouls on Kyler Marsh. Good defense by Matt Baumgart. Each team with 4 fouls. And we've got some substitutions. Fisher Meadham is going to come out. Buckley's in. Bosma back in. Bosma coming in with 48.2 seconds to go in the half, third quarter, and 4 fouls. And then we've got some Knights players going to the locker room area with some blood, it looks like. So maybe they've got to get Bosman in there. Faber's got blood on him. They're trying to get it cleaned up. It's on his jersey. It's on the floor. So maybe they had to put Bosman. They've got 3 players on the bench. Kyler Marsh was just in. He came out. And now they're going to have to switch jerseys because he's got blood on his jersey. And they're cleaning the blood up all over the floor. We're going to take a little break here, and I'm going to try to get the attention of the bookkeeper and maybe at the end of the quarter get a look at it. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
As anyone who's watched the economy knows, the markets continually fluctuate. So isn't it great when some things about your investments don't change? See Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company when you're looking for a commitment to you that will never fluctuate. Your finances are a big deal to Bill. He has extensive experience in helping clients plan for their financial futures. See Bill Fleener when you're ready to work with a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
When you're looking for new floor...
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Interesting situation. They're trying to get a new jersey on Sabre, and then they're wiping the blood up, and the Irish get the ball in bounds and throw it away at the other end. 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. Irish up 43-39. There's some confusion at the scores table. Dean Wagner a couple minutes ago was really asking about the score. So let's see if they can get the pencil sharpened up at the quarter break. Bosma with four fouls is in the ballgame. Little right-handed hook shot. It's off the mark. Rebound, Zach Leahy. Zach Leahy to Baumgart. Baumgart hesitation dribble into the lane. Shoots it up over Wagner. Shot clock. Matt Baumgart does a lot of really good things. He's got 8 points in this quarter. Eight of the Irish's 12. But he forces it when it doesn't need to be forced sometimes. And now the Knights with the ball, a chance to score at the end of the quarter. Pass inside, stolen by Connor Leahy. To Montero. Montero fires it up from half court. Oh, it got the front of the rim, but didn't fall. Well, the scoreboard says 43-39 Irish. We'll see if I can get a definitive look at that, at the scorebook, and let you know when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It's been 44 years since the U.S. Supreme Court's disastrous Roe v. Wade decision. 44 tragic years. Nearly 60 million children dead. Their mothers wounded. On Sunday, January 29th, there will be a silent, prayerful, peaceful, and non-denominational walk for life from Amazing Grace Church of the Nazarene to St. Patrick Catholic Church, followed by cookies, coffee, and fellowship at St. Patrick. For many years now, the annual Walk for Life between Amazing Grace and St. Patrick has been a powerful experience. People of all faith traditions coming together to gently but firmly tell this wayward culture of ours that hope springs eternal for pro-life America. If picketing abortion clinics isn't your cup of tea, the Walk for Life just might be. Please join us for this year's Walk for Life on Sunday, January 29th. Meet at Amazing Grace Church of the Nazarene on the corner of Alder and Clinton at 1:30 p.m. and wear your walking shoes.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The Knights steal the ball to start the fourth quarter. Dykstra left wing to Wagner. Three on the way. He's got it. 43-42 to sail. Well, they did not change the score, so I'm off a basket for the Irish. We'll go with what's on the scoreboard. 43-42 to sail. Connor Leahy drives to the foul line. Slips. Falls, ball's loose. Dykstra's got it. He puts it up and in. The Knights score five quick ones in the fourth quarter to take a 44-43 lead. Zach Leahy between the circles. Gets it to Montero. Baumgart, Connor Leahy, Fisher, Meadema also on the floor. Connor Leahy dribbles to the top of the key to Leahy, to Meadema. High post down to the low post to Leahy. He's fouled. Nice pass by Fisher Meadema. And Zach Leahy will go to the free throw line. The foul is on Chance Marsh, his first. Sixth on the Knights. The Irish have committed four fouls. Very competitive basketball here in Sunnyside. Lady Irish pull the upset in the girls' game. 40-35. 7-9 go to Lady Irish, beating a Sunnyside Christian girls team that was 12-2 coming in. The Irish boys coming into this one at 12-3, coming off a loss. The Knights at 13-1. Zach misses the first one, hits the second one, and we're tied at 44. 7 minutes left in regulation. Marsh on the drive, kick out to Wagner. Three on the way over Rodriguez. Backboard, nothing else. Rebound, Baumgart. Baumgart to Zach Leahy into front court to Rodriguez. Backs up, gets it inside to Leahy. Leahy missed the shot, but right to Meadema. I'll have to ask Zach about that one because he was double-teamed, went up, kissed it off the glass. did not hit the rim, but it went right to Miedema. I'm wondering if he caromed that on purpose. And Baumgart rips the ball away from Bosma, who was laying on the floor with it. Then Baumgart ahead throws it right to Chance Marsh. Back to Wagner. Wagner past Leahy for the lay-in. We're tied at 46. And there's Montero and Marsh colliding. Boy, this is a physical up and down the floor, great hustle game by both teams. These guys are going to be tired tonight. The Irish boys have got to play Kittitas, the undefeated Coyotes. They'll be tired, too. They drove from Kittitas, Washington, to Richland, Washington, tonight to take on Liberty Christian. Then they've got to turn around and come back to Walla Walla the next night. There's a foul as I battle about that. Marsh is second, and he fouled Montero. Juan hits the first free throw. The Irish unofficially just 1 of 4 from the line in the third quarter, 5 of 12 for the game. They're 2 of 3 here in the fourth quarter. They continue to find blood spots here and there on the court. Faber has not come back yet as they're trying to get the bleeding to quit. Irish trying to take advantage. They lead it 47-46. Montero, second free throw, in and out, stays out, rebound, Bosma. Remember Bosma, their leading scorer at 12 points, is playing with 4 fouls. Wagner also has 12 points. He's got it in the right corner. Down low to Marsh. Marsh over Miedema, 70-footer. It's an air ball, rebound, Leahy. Zach Leahy wants to push it. He splits the defense, goes up strong and high with a shot, and lays it in. High off the glass and puts it in. Wagner challenged him. Zach Leahy says, I'm taking it to the hole. 49-46 Irish. Chance Marsh with the ball to Cade Marsh. Wayne Marsh getting all the Marshes mixed up. Down low to Bosma. Bosma up and in over Miedema. 49-48 to Sale. Miedema between the circles and backcourt as it gets it to Zach Leahy. Zach running the show up top. Zach with 15 points. He and Baumgart each with 15. There's a pick and roll. Joel Rodriguez to Buckley. Buckley has his shot blocked out of bounds by Bosma. Gutsy play by Cade Bosma with the 4 fouls, but a clean block. Buckley looks to inbound it, gets it to Miedema, slapped away right to Buckley, but Buckley was out of bounds when he grabbed it. Irish turn it over. Jake Wiley checks in for Max Buckley. 5:15 to go. 49-48 to Sales with a 1-point lead. Sunnyside Christian with the ball. Bringing in the front court is Lane Marsh, the 5'10 junior. Montero on him to Chance Marsh. Back to Lane. Montero's on Lane Marsh. Irish actually playing a 2-3 zone right now, as I decipher that slowly. In the right corner to Chance Marsh. In the lane to Dykstra. Cut off, gets it to Bosman. Back to Dykstra in the left corner. Wagner up top, deep three between the circles. He's got it. That was a long ways away. He's got 8 in the quarter, 15 for the game, and then the Irish lose it out of bounds across the way as Montero can't handle the pass. Baumgart in for Montero. The Irish down 51-49. They turn it over with 4:43 to go. So Luke Wagner's getting it going. He's got 8 in the quarter. All 3 of his second half field goals here in the fourth. He's got it on the left wing. Rodriguez on him in the zone. In the lane to Dykstra. Dykstra back in the corner to Wagner. And he's fouled shooting the 3. Now they say on the ground after the shot. So the foul is on Joel blocking out Wagner after the shot. So no free throws. The Knights have 7 fouls. The Irish have 5. Wagner inbound in the left corner. Up top it goes to Lane Marsh. Right wing pass to Dykstra. Lose it, gets it back now to Chance Marsh. To Lane Marsh. To Chance Marsh. 17-footer right wing by Marsh. Won't go. Long rebound. Bosma at the right elbow. Kicks back out to Chance Marsh. In the corner to Dykstra. Up top to Chance Marsh. Marsh swings it over to Lane Marsh. To Bosma at the left elbow. Drives all the way in and lays it in. Bosma now has 16. 53-49. Knights with a 4-point lead. To Wiley. To Zach Leahy. Irish need a bucket here. 3:55 to go in the ballgame. Lob down low to Miedema. Double team backs in. Puts it up and then Fisher Miedema. Stay calm. Double team. put the shot up and in. 2-point ball game, 53-51, 3:48 to go. Timeout on the floor. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's recipe for satisfied customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top quality name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or come by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Sunnyside Christian High School, home of the night. The Irish boys down 53-51, trying to beat a night boys team that is 13-1 at the 1B level. Their only loss to a 1A school, Linden Christian, is the number two ranked team in the 1A. Irish playing right with the Knights, trying to avoid their first losing streak of the season. The Irish boys lost Tuesday at Tri-City Prep. Wagner on the baseline, cut off by Leahy. Pass knocked out of bounds by Baumgart. Shot clock at 22. Baumgart, Joe Rodriguez, Juan Montero, Jake Wiley, and Zach Leahy on the floor for DeSales. Sabres back on the bench. He's wearing number 15 now. Wagner inbounds it to Lane Marsh. Montero on him. Marsh dribbles to the top of the key, still on the dribble, now gives it off to Wagner, deep on the right wing. Zach Leahy on him. Wagner drives down the left side, jump stop, double team. Zach Leahy takes it away from him. Zach Leahy in the front court to Baumgart. Baumgart to Rodriguez, back to Baumgart. Three on the way, off the iron, won't go. Jake Wiley with the rebound. Pushes it back. Oh, I wish he'd have took it up on Bosma. And now to Montero. Montero stripped by Wagner. Wagner the other way. Baumgart fouls him at the basket, and Wagner will go to the free throw line. Boy, a moment ago, Jake Wiley got the offensive rebound. He had Bosma on his hip. If he attacks the basket, he might get the fifth foul on Bosma. Instead, the Knights get the ball going the other way. Wagner draws a foul against Baumgart. Nice foul by Matt, making him earn it at the free throw line with 3:03 to go. The Knights are up 53-51. Wagner hits the first free throw. He's now got 9 points in this fourth quarter. 16 for the game unofficially. Jake Wiley checks out. Fisher Miedema back in. So the traditional starting five for the Irish is in there. Montero, Rodriguez, Baumgart, Miedema, and Leahy. And boy, the floor is really wet. And Zach Leahy just went to take the ball out of bounds, slipped and fell, and that's right where Wagner was on the floor. So the officials do a good job of saying, hey, let's get that wiped up. So Wagner hits both free throws. He's got 10 in the quarter, 17 for the game. The Knights outscoring the Irish 16-8 here in the fourth quarter. The Irish were up 4. They're now down 4. Irish inbound it to Miedema, who gets it to Montero. The sales needs a bucket here, down 4, 2:55 to go. Miedema sets the screen for Joel Rodriguez, now posts up underneath. Fisher wants the ball, got a whistle and a foul. Fisher, at 6'2 and very physical, had Chance Marsh, a 6-foot junior, on the back, and Marsh fouled him on the entry pass. It's 1-and-1 opportunity. Now they need a towel again. So Fisher will go to the line to shoot a 1-on-1. Fisher's got 10 points, 4 here in the fourth quarter. The sales unofficially 5 of 12 from the line going in this quarter. They're 2 of 4 in this quarter, so that's 7 of 16 from the line are the Irish. A lot of hard-fought action. Both teams drenched with sweat, so every time somebody goes on the ground, there's a lot of water on the hardwood, and they get it wiped up. Now Fisher will shoot the 1-on-1 front first free throw with 2:48 to go in the ballgame. Irish down 5-4. Fisher's free throw is good. Fisher's first make of the ballgame from the line. He's 1-for-4 now. He'll earn the bonus. He's got 5 in the quarter, 11 for the game unofficially. Fisher spins the ball, takes a breath. Second free throw is good. It bounced around, hit just about every part of the rim it could, and he'll get a rest as Jake Wiley comes in for defense. 55-53 to Sales within two. Very competitive high school basketball all night long here in Sunnyside. Irish girls won their game 40-35. The Irish boys had a four-point lead going into the fourth quarter, trying to survive a late run by the Knights. They're down two right now. Wagner between the circles. They're running some clock in front of head coach Dean Wagner. Up top to Dykstra. In the lane now to Bosma. Bosma over Wiley. He scores it. Cade Bosma, 18 points. He's been tough inside all game long. Six in the quarter. 57-53. Knights lead back to four. Baumgart on the left wing with it. Wagner on him. Gets a screen from Lee. Can't use it. Gets it to Wiley instead. Wiley to Montero. Montero stops at the right elbow. His pass tipped away, stolen by Bosma. Bosma gets it to Lane Marsh. Juan Montero, a little troubled ball security in this ball game. Up top to Wagner. Now 1:58 to go. The Knights up by four with the ball. They know how to run the clock very well. We got a whistle and a foul. They got to Bosma at the high post, and Jake Wiley pushed him in the back. That's three on Jake. That puts the Irish over the limit, and Cade Bosma, who is unofficially 4 of 6 from the line, will shoot the front end of a 1-1 here. He's got 18 points to lead all scorers. Luke Wagner, the 6'2 junior, has 17 unofficially. Only one senior on this Knights roster. Bosma hits the free throw. Knights up by five. The Sales boys in danger of losing two in a row for the first time this season. The Knights pull their players off the line, set their defense. Bosma hits the second free throw. Eight in the quarter. Connerly hands it off to Baumgart. Baumgart can't get a three off, now gets it to Rodriguez. Back to Baumgart. He'll fire the deep three. It's good. Matt Baumgart's first basket of the fourth quarter. Timeout to Sales, 59-56. Knights with the lead, 1:36 to go on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Make it a lean, mean 2017 at Walla Walla's Postal Annex as they provide safe, secure, and super affordable shredding services. Why shred those outdated documents? It can prevent ID theft, protect you, your customers, and employees. It just makes perfect sense to be secure these days. So put those old records to bed and shred for just 99 cents a pound with expert shredding service and more from the pros at Walla Walla's Postal Annex. Owner Sheila Profrock and her crew are always there for you.
Hi, this is Sheila. Come see us in the Plazaway Shopping Center.
Happy New Year!
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Matt Baumgart, a much-needed bucket, a clutch three with a hand in his face on the right wing, has the Irish within 3 points. Lane Marsh dribbles into front court. Possession error. We got a whistle and a foul as they get it to Chance Marsh. Each team over the limit on fouls. A possession error in favor of the Knights. The foul, I think, was on Montero. That's 4-on-1. He will send Chance Marsh to the free throw line to shoot the front end of a 1-on-1. 6 foot junior, their first player in off the bench tonight, has 6 points. This is his first free throw attempt. The Knights are 4 for 4 from the line here in the fourth quarter, make it 5 for 5. They are 7 of 8 here in the second half. 13 for 16 for the game. They have the advantage at the free throw line. Second free throw is also good. 61-56, 5-point nice lead. Right wing pass to Rodriguez. 1:21 to go. High post pass for Leahy. Stolen and knocked away by Marsh. Marsh gets it to Wagner. The Sales telegraph that high-low pass. The Knights ready for it. So now it's a 5-point game. They're going to pull the ball out, make the Irish chase. Chance Marsh with it. Gets it to Kate Lane Marsh. To Chance Marsh. Marsh dribbles on top of the key back to Lane Marsh. The Knights running the clock. They know how to close out a game. Ball tipped away from behind and off of Needham and out of bounds. Baumgart, good hustle, tried to save it. He turned his ankle just a little bit. He's trying to shake it off as he's trying to tightrope the sideline and save that from going out of bounds. He's going to stay in the ball game. He's gimping, though. They get it in bounds with just 8 on the shot clock. Down low to Marsh. He's fouled. He scores. The Knights use all 35 seconds on the clock, the shot clock. They get the bucket. They get the foul. They get their crowd on their feet. And Chance Marsh a chance to complete a three-point play and make it real tough on the Irish now with 48 seconds to go. The Knights up by 7 at 63-56. Marsh's free throw is good. The Knights perfect from the line here in the fourth quarter. That foul on Miedema was his second. Connor Leahy to Zach Leahy. Irish got to get a shot up quick. They get it to Baumgart, and he has it slapped away out of bounds by Dykstra. Baumgart's been the only three-point threat for the Irish. He has four threes for the Irish in this ballgame. Wiley will come in for Miedema. Jake Wiley running to come into the game, and Chance Marsh accidentally tripped him. Jake falls to the ground, gets back up. They get it to Baumgart. Baumgart on the drive, stripped. Ball's loose. Zach Leahy's got it. He has it knocked away. Players on the floor. Connor Leahy's got it. And we've got a whistle and a foul call. I like that call. So many officials will automatically call a jump ball when people are going after it. But if you grab a guy's arm, that's a foul. So the foul is on Lane Marsh, his second. And with 27.2 seconds left, Connor Leahy will go to the free throw line to shoot the front end of a 1-on-1. 5'10 sophomore has not scored in the ball game. He's taken, I think, only one shot. He has not gone to the free throw line yet. Irish down 8. Still within reach if they can make these. Connor's free throw in and out, stays out. Rebound controlled by the Knights. Down to 24 seconds to go. The Irish are not going to foul. They're going to play this one out. The Irish will lose two in a row. They've given a very good effort on the road at Sunnyside, but the Knights are going to win this one by 8 points as they hold the ball. Very competitive basketball game. The Irish boys lose two in a row for the first time this season against a very good team, a very good, entertaining ball game. The Irish lose it 64-56. We'll be back with the totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
66 years. It's hard to believe. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC. Since 1950, when we opened our doors, countless other dealerships have started, some with much fanfare, only to fizzle out, leaving a trail of unhappy customers behind. Our values of fairness, honesty, and commitment to our customers for 66 years is why we still thrive. This seems to be important in my way of thinking. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls, as well as Science Diet pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and sweatshirts, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with Wilbur Ellis brand Ice Melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for your winter products today. Your local True Value store, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he will happily monitor the development of your child's teeth for free anytime after age 7. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live as I've got the scorebook straightened out. There's no doubt on the final score. The Irish boys lose by 8, 64-56. A very competitive, entertaining ball game all the way around. The Irish coming in with a 12-3 record, ranked in the top 10 at the 2B level. Sunnyside Christian, 13-1, ranked number 3 at the 1B level. It was 14-14 after one quarter. The most exciting, was a very exciting ball game, but a very exciting part of the ball game came on the last, potentially the last possession of the first half. The Knights had the ball, leading 27-26, and their top player, Luke Wagner, 6'2 junior, who had 29 points from these teams played last year. Zach Leahy had held them to 6 first half points. Well, they got him the ball, trying to get loose for the last shot of the first half. Zach cut him off on the initial drive. He passed it off. Then they tried to get it back to him with about 4 seconds on the clock. Zach stepped in front of the pass, tipped it away, went the other way, and slammed it home with two hands to give the Irish a 28-27 lead. And then the Irish outscored the Knights 15-12 in the third quarter. Matt Baumgart, I missed the basket for him somehow in the third quarter. He had 11 third quarter points as a 6 foot junior. The Irish outscored the Knights 15-12, but Sunnyside Christian came roaring back in the fourth quarter. Luke Wagner, their typical leading scorer, 10 fourth quarter points, a couple of threes. The Knights outscored the Irish 25-13 in the final 8 minutes, including a perfect 7-for-7 from the free throw line, go from 4 down to winning by 8 points by outscoring the Irish by 12 in the fourth quarter. DeSales boys, for the first time this season, have lost back-to-back games. Fortunately, tonight, not a league game. They lost at Tri-City Prep Tuesday, 54-48. They lose here tonight. The Irish stay at 8-2 in the conference, fall to 12-4 on the season, and they take on the undefeated heading into this weekend's action. The undefeated Kittitas Coyote boys come to the Irish gym tomorrow. Well, that's the scoring summary. I'll add up the individual totals and wrap this up when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker Advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Don't suffer through another cold shower this winter. Warm up with a new hot water heater installed by Total Comfort Solutions this month and save $250. You may even qualify for a $50 rebate from Cascade Natural Gas. Call 525-4868 and feel the difference. That's 525-4868 or on the web at www.comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, your authorized Lennox dealer in Walla Walla.
It's been 44 years since the U.S. Supreme Court's disastrous Roe v. Wade decision. 44 tragic years. Nearly 60 million children dead, their mothers wounded. On Sunday, January 29th, there will be a silent, prayerful, peaceful, and non-denominational Walk for Life from Amazing Grace Church of the Nazarene to St. Patrick Catholic Church, followed by cookies, coffee, and fellowship at St. Patrick. For many years now, the annual Walk for Life between Amazing Grace and St. Patrick has been a powerful experience. People of all faith traditions coming together to gently but firmly tell this wayward culture of ours that hope springs eternal for pro-life America. If picketing abortion clinics isn't your cup of tea, the Walk for Life just might be. Please join us for this year's Walk for Life on Sunday, January 29th. Meet at Amazing Grace Church of the Nazarene on the corner of Alder and Clinton at 1:30 p.m. And wear your walking shoes.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the gym is clearing out here on a Friday night. A very entertaining non-league doubleheader at Sunnyside Christian. And I said it a couple times on the air. I've been coming here for a lot of years into this gymnasium. They are very much a basketball-specific school. And you just walk in the gym, and they've got this air about them. And they got a split in the doubleheader with the Irish, but their teams did not look comfortable doing it. The Irish girls got in the head of the Liberty Christian or Sunnyside Christian girls right away with their pressure. One at 40-35. The Irish girls with a 6-9 coming in to the Knights girls at 12-2. The Irish boys right with the Knights from the start. The Sunnyside Christian's boys able to regroup and have a big fourth quarter, outscoring the Irish 25-13 and have a big advantage at the free throw line as well, and with for the 64-56 win. We'll look at the individual totals right now. For the Knights, under head coach Dean Wagoner, he had 7 players in the ballgame. 5 of them score, 4 in double figures, a very balanced attack. Justin Faber, the 6'3 senior, 6 points. He had to leave the game with blood on his arm and on his jersey and did not return. And then 4 players in double figures for the Knights. Lucas Dykstra had 10, scored in every quarter. 11 points for Chance Marsh, scored in every quarter, including 5 points and 3-for-3 free throw shooting in the fourth quarter. 17 points for Luke Wagner, their top scorer I mentioned several times during the broadcast. He had 29 points in a 56-53 win over the Irish last year. The Irish made him work. He scored 17 points, 11 in the second half, 10 in the fourth quarter when he hit a couple threes, hit a 2, and a couple of free throws. And their leading scorer, Cade Bosma, 6'3 junior, who scored just 2 points last year. He scored in every quarter, 20 points, including 8 in the fourth quarter. The Knights were a perfect 7-for-7 from the line in the fourth quarter. A very solid 15-of-18 from the free throw line for the game, 83%. For John Lesko's DeSales Irish, who will try to regroup now after having lost 2 in a row. They got 8 players in the game. Only 5 of those Irish players able to score. Jake Wiley with 2, Juan Montero with 6, and then 3 DeSales players in double figures. Fisher Miedema had 12 points. 15 for Zach Leahy, that thunderous dunk to end the first half. Zach was held to 3 second-half points, but I thought he did an excellent job on Luke Wagner defensively until that fourth quarter when Wagner, he made some tough shots. Speaking of making tough shots, Matt Baumgart, he had 7 in the first quarter, did not score in the second quarter, scored 11 points in the third quarter, another 3 in the fourth quarter as the Irish had their final chance to get back in it. I think it was 59-56 when he hit that 3, but the Irish would not score again as the Knights scored the last 5 points from the free throw line. Matt Baumgart leads the Irish, leads all scorers with 21 points. The sales at the free throw line, just 9-for-19, 47%. So they're outscored at the line by 7 points and an 8-point loss, even though they went to the line one more time. And the Irish missed the front end of 1-of-1-on-1 opportunity in the ballgame. Got to shoot better from the line. 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. The Irish committed 17 fouls in the game. The Knights unofficially 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So very even in that category. Well, on the girls' side, Derrick Green player of the game, Tim Duncan, very pleased with the win. An 8.6 rebound effort from his senior, Allie Hader. She was our Derrick Green player of the game. For the boys, I don't normally do this, but I'm going to give out 2, and especially in a losing effort, I usually don't do this. Zach Lee, 15 points, the defense, the dunk were very exciting to listen to watch, hopefully for you to listen to. And Matt Baumgart, 21 points. He was the one guy who Coach Lesko could get some offense from other than Zach Leahy. Fisher Miedema, solid 12 points, honorable mention effort. So Zach Leahy and Connor and Matt Baumgart, co-Dairy Queen players of the game on the boys' side. So the Irish boys fall to 12-4, their first losing streak of the season. The Irish girls get the 40-35 win. That 35-point Sunnyside Christian is typically scores about 70 a game on that girls' side. So the Lady Irish holding them to 35 was excellent. They moved to 7-9. The Irish girls play Kittitas tomorrow at DeSales. The girls will tip off at 4 o'clock, followed by the boys. Remember, it's Catholic Schools Week coming up. We'll talk more about that tomorrow on the broadcast. Well, an entertaining on-the-road doubleheader split. Irish boys were close. Didn't quite get over the hump as the Sunnyside Christian boys, who came into the game with a gaudy 13-1 record, scored 25 points in the fourth quarter to beat the Irish by a score of 64-56. Irish boys will take on the undefeated and number one, well, depending on what poll you look at, Kittitas is in the top three in the state. They're undefeated. Irish boys lost in the by 15 at Kittitas, which really in league play has been their only close game. So the Irish will take on the Kittitas Coyote boys following that girls matchup that tips off at 4 o'clock. I'd like to thank you for listening. As always, thank you to all of our great sponsors. Great job back at the studio, as always, by Mark. So until tomorrow, against the Coyotes of Kittitas, girls tipping off at 4. This is Mike Speed saying God bless. And until tomorrow night, we'll send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.